There is a high degree of similarity in the early language of children, in fact all over the world. If we look at one language specifically, in this case we'll look at English, you can talk about a developmental sequence. This is also known as the acquisition schedule. To begin with, at a younger age, children have cooing and gurgling and babbling sounds. Of course, crying sounds and such as well. In time, this then develops where children begin to distinguish sounds and begin to say pa, ba, and different kinds of sounds to relate to different kinds of objects which are around them. And by the age of 12 months to 18 months to 20 months, children will begin to say words, bye-bye, mummy, fall down. This is known as the telegraphic stage, because the telegraphic stage is like when people used to send telegrams. There was no, you'd use out all the functional words. And a lot of this early developmental sequence is also related to cognitive development, what children know about the world around them. Now, when linguists have, using the tools of the language system, studied how children acquire different, for example, grammatical morphemes, it has become very clear that all children seem to acquire morphological aspects of English in the same kind of order. And if you look on page 3 of How Languages Are Learned, then you'll see there's a list of morphological, grammatical aspects. And it was found that a child who had mastered the grammatical morphemes at the bottom of the list was sure to have mastered those at the top of the list, i.e. those that had come first. And the difference is, although children acquire the acquisition schedule or the developmental sequence, although it's in the same kind of order, the rate at which a child might learn might be different. One child might acquire it earlier, another child might acquire it later. However, for most children, by about the age of 3.5, 4, 4.5, they will have acquired all of these grammatical morphemes. The same is the case also for negatives, the way we make negation, and there are different stages described for that. And finally, with questions, this too, different kinds of questions came at different kinds of stages, different kinds of ages, and invariably certain questions were established, were ably used before other kinds of questions were used. A test, or different ways of testing this, is at least for example with grammatical morphemes, there was something called the WUG test, where children were given up made-up words of things and asked to put them into, they were in a way manipulated to say the word in some kind of past tense, for example, and you found that they use this made-up word with the same kind of ending.